Okay, good evening, everyone. We're going to go back and tonight, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, discuss a few more halachos in regards to waking up in the morning. I keep on saying that if anyone has any specific requests of touching upon certain halachos or to review certain halachos, definitely please let me know. Someone had requested in regards to the halachos for women that come late to davening when a person is allowed to interrupt their davening and to answer certain parts to davening. When they could say Amen, when they could say Kedusha, Shema, Modim, to Kaddish, and different things, that Bez Hashem, we're going to designate a few separate classes on that. But first, Bez Hashem, we're going to finish the halachos of waking up in the morning, also very, very important. And then, Bli Neder, we'll get to those topics. So, just to continue for the halachos of waking up in the morning, we discussed the order of what a woman should do when they wake up in the morning. First, they say Moda Ani, then they wash Negavasser as soon as possible, then they use the bathroom, then they wash their hands again, then they step out of the bathroom, and they say Al Natilas Yadayim, and they say the bracha of Asher Yatzar. We discussed the four reasons for washing in the morning, and we said different situations where a person washes without a bracha. If they take a nap, or if they slept with gloves, or if they were up the entire night. When a person wakes up in the morning before they wash Negavasser, a person should not touch openings of the body, meaning any part of the body that is an opening, that's a cavity, like the mouth, the nose, the ears, the eyes. Before a person washes their hands in the morning, a person shouldn't touch those parts of the body because there is a Ruach Ra on their hands, and that Ruach Ra, that evil spirit, can have a harmful impact on those organs. The Shulchan Aruch tells us this in Siman Dalet, and maybe it's a physical harmful impact, or maybe it's only spiritual, but either way, the Shulchan Aruch tells us not to do it. Now, some say that this is only inside the cavity, that you're not allowed to stick your fingers or your hands inside your mouth, inside your nose, inside your ears, or inside your eyes, but touching on the outside is okay. There are others that say that no, that even on the outside is considered harmful. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, since there is a machlokes, Mishnah Berurah says, as you could imagine, that a person should try not to do even the outside, but if a person really can't, then they're allowed to touch the outside if they have an itch, or they need to scratch themselves, or for whatever reason they specifically need to touch the outside parts of these cavities, then a person is allowed to. I saw in a sefer on the halachos of mezuzah that while a person is walking to the bathroom for negavasser, they are allowed to touch the mezuzah and kiss their fingertips because that's on the outside of their lips, and they have a specific reason that they want to do it. Wherever the source is for touching the mezuzah and kissing it, that's a discussion for itself, but that is the custom of Klal Yisrael, and a person has a reason, they want to touch the outside of their lips, that is allowed to. That a person is allowed to do. If a person really has an itch, so the halacha is that you can take a beged, you can take some type of cloth, whether it's a pillowcase, pajamas, a blanket, and use that to touch that cavity of the body. Even the chadchila, you could go right ahead and do that. Meaning that we said that you're preferably not supposed to touch the outside and for sure not the inside. But if you really have an itch inside of one of those cavities and you need to touch, so you are allowed to touch through a garment, and then the fingers, the hand, is not touching the inside of the body. And for sure, because of that, a person is allowed to blow their nose because they are not touching their nose. Anyways, it's only on the outside of their nose, so you have that leniency anyways, but preferably not the outside. But a person can blow their nose with a tissue because they are not touching that opening to the nose. So that is definitely an option. I know when I was a bacher, I used to wear earplugs at night when I was in a dormitory and sharing a room with other people, that the bacherim, you know, they made noise, so I wore earplugs. And then when you take out the earplugs in the morning, so then the inside of your ear is like really itchy, you feel like you need to scratch it. So there are definitely times where a person needs to do that. So you take your pajamas or a pillowcase or a blanket or some type of sheet, and this way your finger does not touch the inside of the body. The Mishnah Berurah also tells us that when a person wakes up, before they wash Negavasser, they should not touch any food. Now, because the Ruach Ra is on their hands, and then that Ruach Ra, that evil spirit, can be transferred over to the food. At home, this may not be so nogeya. We sleep in the bedroom, and the food is usually in the kitchen or in the dining room. But it is still possible, especially in a case like when people are in camp and you have food near your bed and we're afraid that the Ruach Ra will go on the food. This does not apply to food that is wrapped or packaged or inside of a kli. Therefore, it seems that you would be allowed to pick up a container of milk and pour it into a bottle. We said anyways, preferably you should wash your hands as soon as possible, but if the baby is just totally screaming and going crazy and you need to get it right away, or if a child climbs into the mother's bed and they're holding the bottle, you're allowed to touch the bottle because you are not touching the food or the liquid itself. If the food is already touched, you shouldn't have touched it, but the food was already touched, then the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you should wash off the food 3 times, which is pretty surprising. A lot of people don't realize this, that if somebody did touch food, then you should wash off the food 3 times. But the halacha is that if the food will get ruined because of the water, then let's say it was a piece of bread. So if you pour water on a piece of bread or a cookie or a cake, that's going to ruin the food. So then b'di'evad we say that you do not need to wash it off and you are allowed to eat it. If it's food with a peel, let's say it's an orange, so Reb Chaim Kanevsky says that still a person should wash it off. If a guy touched the food or a child touched the food, then that is okay. The place can tell us under the age of 5 years old for sure, a child touched it, then it's not a problem, b'di'evad, and you are allowed to eat the food. Like we said, one should wash as soon as possible when they wake up, and there are plenty of people that are makbid to wash negavasser by their bed. I know when I was a bachur, I tried to be makbid on that, but there definitely is what to rely on not to wash negavasser specifically by the bed. And for women, for girls, I would tell you that you do not need to wash specifically by the bed. As I've said many times, you should go as soon as possible to the bathroom and wash. But I know girls, one student of mine told me last week that she washes negavasser by the bed, but I would definitely not tell you that you go need to do that. I think your husbands would be very upset at me if all of a sudden you start doing that and you say that in my name. You definitely don't need to do that to wash by the bed, but you definitely do find people that are makbid to wash right by their bed. This way they don't have to walk 4 amos without washing negavasser. It's a great thing to do, especially if there's going to be issues with roommates and a spouse or siblings in a room, and when you pour the water, it wakes up the roommate and it wakes up the other person in the room. So then that's already covered a brias and it's already not nice. So for sure there is what to rely on to have to not wash negavasser by your bed, and rather just to go straight to the bathroom. It's important for children to wash their hands in the morning, especially once they reach the age of chinuch, and many svarim tell us, even for all ages, even for a little baby that doesn't understand it, a little child, they're going to be touching food, and the parents should do it on their hands themselves. You know, they should go ahead and do it. Come, let's wash negavasser, and you go pour on the hand of the children. It happens to be that as a male, there's a skula brought down from the stipler that if the baby is jaundiced, if the baby is yellow, then you can do negavasser on the baby's hands after he wakes up. It doesn't have to be when he wakes up in the morning. Little babies, they nap throughout the day. So anytime that the baby wakes up from a nap, then you do negavasser on the baby's hands, and then the jaundice, the yellow, goes away. I have seen this work many times where I check a baby a couple days before and the baby's very yellow and it doesn't look as if the bis is going to be able to be on time, and I tell the parents this segula brought from the stipler, and they tell me that they did it and it worked right away, and it's amazing. Okay, there's other ways to make the yellow go down. Put them in the light and a blanket, or you feed with a bottle or formula, and so maybe that helps also. I'm sure that does, but that is an interesting segula just as a mile. That's something that that the stipler says. Just to say something short for the last 2 minutes of tonight, just on this week's parasha, coming up, it's actually 2 parashas this coming Shabbos, Bez Hashem, and since it's Thursday night, so we'll just say something from there. This week's parasha is Tazria and Metzora, and we know that your kids will come home, Bez Hashem, tomorrow with things about Saras, and knowing what the Torah tells us about Saras. And we all know that Saras comes, the Gemara tells us, because of Lashon Hara. And I once heard a very nice pshat, it could be some of you have heard of this from me, that why is Saras on the skin? Why specifically does Saras happen for a person? It happens on their skin. And I once heard a very nice pshat that the skin in Hebrew is called the Ar. Ayin Vav Resh is the skin of a person. If you take those letters and you pronounce it differently, it's also Iver. Iver means blind. And that means that when you look at somebody's body, you can't see inside their body. You don't see their liver, their kidneys, their intestines. You don't see anything like that. And that means we are blind to what's inside the body. We are blind to what's inside the body because of the ar, because of the skin that covers the body. Also by an animal. The skin of an animal is called the hide because it hides what is inside the body. And this is a lesson that when a person speaks Lashon Hara against somebody else, they don't know what was going on inside their body, inside their heart, inside their brain. They don't necessarily know the entire story. So how can you say Lashon Hara against somebody if you really don't know the entire story? You are blinded to what was really going on in that person's life. Because of that, the saras is put on a person's body because they weren't able to realize the fact that they are blinded to the other person's story. And I was thinking one time that we know the punishment for somebody who speaks Lashon Hara is to sit outside the machane, bodod yeshiv, to sit all alone. And perhaps also that's a hint to the person that you can't get along with people, you can't be in a relationship with people without saying negative things about somebody else. Let's put you outside the machane, all by yourself, and without any relationships with others at this point in time. And that should be a lesson to the person that they need to work on their relationships with other people. Right now, once again, as we've mentioned, we're in the middle of the days of Sfira, which is definitely a time to work on this issue, giving kavod one to the other, and to be able to forgive people, and also the opposite, to let people apologize. Even if somebody does something wrong to us, a person has to, maybe they didn't mean it, but even if they did mean it, and they did do something wrong, but now the person feels bad, to let them apologize. And that is an idea from the Tzaras about Lashon Hara and about interpersonal relationships that we all need to work on, definitely all of us, especially this week of Tazria Mitzaira, and especially during the days of Sfira. Okay, everybody should have a good night.